Welcome back, baby loves, to Talk Sex Only. You know what I mean. Talk S-E-X only. Babies, welcome back. If you are a newcomer, make sure you are hitting that follow button. And babies, if you've been here before but you forgot to hit that follow button now and smash that notification bell to be notified every time these episodes are dropped. So today, you guys, I feel like we should discuss people that don't understand how what they do can affect others. Okay, I think that's the perfect discussion for today. So let's get into it. Let's not waste no more time. But like I said, go hit that follow button. Let's stop playing. That's the three snaps, y'all. Let's get it. All right. So what I think is, I literally feel like how I feel in general, as me, as a person, as an individual, my mindset, I think thoroughly of the things that I do before I do it, because, and I'm not, let me rephrase that, let's rewind, let's take it back a little bit, you know. So I personally, me, and I'm saying this is just me, but you know, I am not the type to just go off spring, like, you know, and like try to, it's hard to put this without like saying, because it's like if I say what I'm gonna say, then it sounds like I'm not, then it's not gonna sound right. Like, I feel like I have to give a background on this little, you know, endeavor, shall I say. So I feel like, so today I had this person that felt like they needed to step over what it was that I was doing. So, you know, the type, I'm very confrontational. I love to get in somebody's, you know, airway. Like, let's have this conversation. So she felt like she should do my, you know, what I was doing. She felt like she should do what I was doing, what I needed to do. And I felt like some would be grateful for it, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, thank you the first time. But like after that, the second time, it's like, and after that, and after that, it's like, okay, are you just really trying to step on my toes? Because it don't feel like you're trying to help. It feels like you're literally just trying to step on my toes. And I don't step on people's toes. Like, that's one thing I have never done. I would never do. I'm not a toe stepper. I don't care. I would rather you just not be in my space. I'm not going to be around you stepping on your toe. I don't got time for all that. Like, I don't have time for that. I don't got time for it. So I would just personally prefer and rather you not be in my space than to just be blatantly stepping on my toes. Like, I'm not sitting here looking at you funny. Like, I'm sitting here looking at you funny. I'm trying to be professional and you just trying to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. Like, and I don't even understand it, because like, it's like you don't even belong here. Like, you're being allowed to be here at this time. You're allowed to be here. You don't even belong here right now, but you're allowed to be here at this moment. And you feel the need to step on somebody's toes. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because I don't do that. And I don't like people that do that. Like I said, if anything, I'd rather you not be around me. But even though you're not around me, best believe that I'm wishing you well. I wish everybody well. Like, I'm not even the type of person. I would never be the type of person. I wish I could, though. I'm not going to hold you. I wish I could, because I know people that are like this. I know people that don't have a problem with just, you know, stepping on people's toes and just, you know, doing whatever it is that they need to do whenever they need to do it. Like, I know people like that. So it's mind blowing for me. It's mind blowing for me. It's mind blowing, y'all. But I want you to go make sure you follow that Facebook page, the talk show page, the official Talk Sex Only put them dots in there. Talk S.E.X. only. Follow the page, and you'll see the link so that you guys are able to send a voice message, because I want your input on the scenario. Like, I want your input. How would you have been? What would you have done? And if you don't go follow that link, just hit drop the comment down below under the post, because there's always a post on the episode on Facebook. So make sure that you are hitting me up in them comments, letting me know what's your input, because I want to know, am I tripping? Am I bugging? Is it just me? It might just be me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Do y'all think it's just me? Nah, it can't just be me. It can't just be me. I don't care. So, yeah, that's the discussion today. You know, how can people just do whatever they want and just not think about others? I always think about others. Once, before I do something, I always think about others. Like, I'm not saying before I say something, because I can say anything. And this is where I want to break this down for y'all, because this is where a lot of people have it twisted. Everybody wants to go up, oh, well, you said this, you said that. Well, listen, don't tell me about what I said. That's like a rumor, because I probably forgot about it. So if I forgot about it in my mind, that's new, what you saying. So it's done. It's a rumor. I never knew about it. I forgot. How can I know about it if I forgot, right? Yeah. So I do not, I don't want to hear it. Like, tell me about what I sat here and did. That's what I want to hear. Let me know about what I did, because actions speak louder than words. I was raised off of actions speak louder than words, y'all. Like, it just does. I'm sorry. If you don't agree, let me know. But I know a lot of y'all, my little love bugs, I know y'all gonna agree with me. Because when I tell y'all, it's mind-blowing. The way that people think is just mind-blowing. You know, like, I can have an argument with somebody and, okay, we had an argument, but if you need me, like, you really need me, I'm here. Like, that's just that. Bottom line, I'm here. Like, if I feel for you, if, you know, you hear my circle and we had an argument or whatever, yeah, we had an argument. That's nice. You know, I was pissed. I probably said some stuff I shouldn't have said. Okay. Mm-hmm. You probably did too, right? So, yeah, like, tell me about what I did. Because if you can't tell me about what I did, then I don't want to hear about what I said. Because I can say anything. I could say I'm jumping off my roof tomorrow. Do y'all hear me? Is this thing on? Okay, yeah. So I can say I'm jumping off my roof tomorrow. I'm sorry. I could even say I'm jumping off my roof yesterday, right? Because I got lips. I said I got a lip. No, babies, I got lips. Y'all see my lips? I got lips. I got good lips too. My lips is fabulous. But no, let me stop. So let's get back on track. Let me not say us, because y'all probably on track. I'm like everywhere else. Y'all know I get sidetracked quick. We was talking about them lips. I was like, I was thinking my lips started going in the gutter for a minute. But let's get back on track. So I'm an action girl. Like, I'm an action girl. I don't want no, I said this like last week, or I said this yesterday or whatever. Like, tell me about what I did. That's what I want to know. Just tell me about what I did. And then I can tell you about what you did. Because if you told me something and you did not do it, then, and I'm not talking about nothing like crazy. I'm not talking about nothing minor. Like, oh, we were supposed to go to the store. I forgot we didn't go to the store. No. Excuse me, babies. I'm talking about something real. Like, I'm talking about, like, we had an argument and then some critical shit come up and you can't be there for me because we had an argument. Nah, like, that don't even make sense to me, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, yes, your word is all you have in this world, but trust me, Your actions speak louder than your words. If you are telling me something, like you're going to be there for me and you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and we don't accomplish these things, then it was a lie. Then we weren't really doing that. Like, that's not what was really going on. So now I'm left to be like stuck in the dust like fucking Chuck, right? So I figured, let me just keep you away. So that's my mindset on the whole situation. Like, that's, there's no other way to have it. Like, how else would you have it? I just stay away. Just stay away, because at that point, you know, like I said, if you just telling me, oh, we're going to go to the store yesterday, or if we had an argument and you want to be like, oh, we not, you know, going to do this no more, it better be something minor. Because if it's something major, like I said, and you can't be there for me, that's a problem. That's a big, big problem. That's a big problem. And that all goes back to how you feel that you could just, you know, do things, just uproot things because of your feelings. It's not fair to the other person. And that's why I said people don't think about people before they do things. It's a bigger picture. Like, y'all could rewind that, listen back to it, make it make sense. Trust me, it's there. The sense is in it. It's there. So you just gotta, like, catch on. I'm telling you right now, like, I've never been that kind of person. I've never been, like, I think about the bigger picture. And the bigger picture for me is myself and the other person. If I'm involved with another person, I'm thinking about that other person. I mean, hell, even if it's not a relationship, I feel like, you know, children should, you know, look out for their parents. If you're in something bad, or if you're in something where, you know, somebody could be hurt, or if you're in something where you don't want to be a decent person, and or whatever it is, you should remove yourself and not allow them to go through pain just because of you. It's just, that's just my mindset. I mean, if I was like that, if I was in a space where I wasn't, you know, able to keep my family safe because of my actions and what I had. Then, I definitely would just keep myself away. I wouldn't allow my actions to cause harm to anyone else. And that's what I mean by we need to think about others before we do anything. I mean, that's just my mindset. And y'all know I'm trying to break down this wall for people to understand things better, clearer. And I'm about the answers to everything. I'm only 28. I have my struggles, my problems, my, you know, life drama. But I do know that I try to learn from every lesson that has come my way to the best of my ability. And whatever I feel like I know, I'm willing to share it. Whether you think that I don't know what I'm saying, or if you feel like, you know, you don't want to hear this shit, then I love you too. But I'm still going to share it because this is what I learned. So, yeah, you guys, there we have it. We just really should just listen. I got homework for you. I'm going to have homework every episode. Listen, all you got to do tonight is just think once at any point tonight, try to just like have a peace moment with yourself and just think. Like, if, you know, anything bad has ever happened to anyone that you love, or if it hasn't, just think, how would I feel if this really happened because of this that I, you know, caused? Because, and things happen, of course, you know, like things happen in life where, of course, it's not your cause. But if it was, is what I'm saying, think about how you would feel. And that feeling that you get, you should never want to feel it again. So you should use it as a reminder on why you, you know, don't want to put them in harm's way anymore, or, you know, homeless, or anything. You know, it could just not be death, health. I mean, anything. You know what I mean? But I love you guys, and I am out. And that was today's episode, y'all. Do that homework for me, and like I said, drop them fire hearts in the comments. Let your girl see you love her. Put them hearts in the comments. And make sure they're on fire, too. Make sure they're on fire. Cause this girl is on fire. This girl is on fire. All right, let me let y'all go. I love y'all. I'm out. If you haven't followed yet, make sure you follow now. We are out. Look out for the next episode on Sunday. Every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we drop episodes 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get with it, baby. Follow the official Facebook page, talk.e.x only.